Amnesty International says Syrian security forces may have committed crimes against humanity during a deadly operation last month in a town near the Lebanese border. And joining us on the line is Amnesty's Phil Luther. Welcome.
Thank you.
What have you found in your report on Syria?
This report looks very specifically at events that took place in a town called Tel Kalach near the Lebanese border. And what was significant is that there was a broad security sweep that led to dozens of arrests. And we talked to people in northern Lebanon. We're not allowed into Syria at the moment. We're in northern Lebanon. We conducted interviews with more than 50 people in May and June. And on the basis of that, heard really harrowing testimonies of torture and other treatment in detention, deaths in custody, and arbitrary detention. And it's on the basis of this that we think that in the context of the violations in the rest of the country, that crimes against humanity may have been committed.
Now, I understand you found that these were widespread and systematic attacks on civilians?
That is correct. I mean, widespread, again, looking at the situation in the whole of the country, and we've been documenting violations since mass protests began in mid-March, but also systematic. And we say systematic because what's become apparent is that there are well-established patterns by which people are held in incommunicado detention, that is, they're held with in complete isolation from the rest of the world for days and weeks by unaccountable intelligence agencies, is what they are at the end of the day, that nonetheless conduct arrest and detain people. And the patterns of torture that that we've been able to document really show that there is a well-established pattern there, and that we've heard from people who have told us about methods such as the Shabah method, which is an Arabic word meaning ghost, whereby detainees are forced into stress positions for long periods and beaten. Particularly by being tied by their wrist to a bar high enough the ground to force the detainee to stand on the tiptoes. In a few cases, we've heard of people who've been electrocuted. One man called Mahmoud, not his real name, told us that he'd been electricity applied to both his body and his testicles. So very harrowing accounts.
You're calling for an international response.
We are, and that is because we've been calling on the Syrian authorities to stop the use of live ammunition against protesters on the one hand, to ensure that their security forces do not run amok and commit torture and other violations with impunity, to conduct investigations into what's happened. But that call has not been heeded, and there's little evidence so far that the Syrian authorities respond to anything but concrete international measures. What we're specifically calling for is that the United Nations Security Council refer the situation in Syria to the International Criminal Court. They've shown that can be done in the case of Libya. That situation was referred to the International Criminal Court back in February, but hasn't been the same willingness by the international community to take action on Syria so far.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much indeed.